is a community of people who band together in our common desire to follow Jesus. And whenever someone says, I want to be a part of that, we are enriched. At Assembly, covenanted members can serve on the leadership group and participate in our consensus model at congregational meetings. That is the bulk of what membership means practically at Assembly. While some congregations have abandoned the practice of membership lists, we believe that there are still good reasons to continue it. A recent article in the Christian Sanctuary lists a few of those reasons. Firstly, in their study of contemporary religion, sociologists Robert Putnam and David Campbell found that belonging is good for people, and that people who belong to institutions are likely to increase their contributions to society in other areas as well. Regular churchgoers are more likely to vote, to volunteer their time, and to take an active role in civic life. Belonging to a particular community also has theological meaning. Peter Marty, a Lutheran pastor in Iowa, says, "The beautiful part of belonging to a congregation is that you create a community of common people gathered for a holy purpose and united by that sense of purpose. When you become a member, you discover the privilege of being a giver as well as a taker. At church, unlike other sectors of society, we don't have qualifications for joining, although we do say you have to be a part of a small group. Membership is open to all, but it does involve an element of commitment, even a covenant with a specific group of people over time. That is the secret gift that unfolds as you become integrated into something that is larger than yourself. You find yourself saying yes to possibilities that you would never otherwise imagine." And the word membership also has powerful biblical roots. We are all members, writes Paul in Ephesians, one of another. The metaphor expresses an indivisible unity. Christians belong to one another, the same way that an arm belongs to a body. And an arm can't live without being a part of that body. Paul invokes the language of member and body to try to persuade early Christians, often early Christians who were in disagreement with each other, that they belonged to one another in a profound way. I am delighted that Peter and Kelly Shank Koontz and Abby Nafziger Peterson have chosen to be members in this particular body this morning. I invite Abby from small group 8th Street Plus forward along with her group mate Jamie Lake to introduce her.
A Street Plus congratulates Abby on her covenanting today. While recently we don't see Abby much, which is during small group because she's putting children to bed, we do know that she is kind and caring and really wants to know how we are doing. She loves books, and she seems to enjoy talking about Amish portrayal in the media and the fictional media. So.
Hello, I'm Abby Nafziger, and originally the plan was to have my family come up here with me, because yesterday when I was, I met with Anna as part of this process, and about partway through the meeting I got a text from Alex, my husband, because apparently Hans had heard about what we were talking about and decided that they should all come with us to support me up here. But obviously that is not happening this morning, as many of you with young children I'm sure can empathize. When I was 10 years old, my parents, John and Lois, my brothers Tim and Jonathan, and I all moved from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where both my parents had lived the majority of their lives, to Goshen, Indiana. The move was in large part motivated by my mother's interest in attending AMBS. This family decision impacted me in many ways. However, one of the ones that was relevant, even to me at my young age, was the way our family prioritized or decided on our family's location, not based on my dad's career, who at that point had been the primary income earner for much of my life, but based on my mother's interest in further education. While I'm sure many good things would have happened in my life if we had remained in Lancaster, I am very grateful for this family decision, both because it modeled for me at a young age the idea that women's desires and needs exist on the same plane as men's. As a part of that move, my parents were excited about trying out new churches in the area. In Lancaster, we had attended the same church my mother and grandmother had grown up in, so a chance to try new forms of worship was appealing. Unfortunately for my parents, my brothers and I felt very differently. We hated visiting new churches. Meeting new people, navigating new buildings, trying to make small talk with other kids in a desperate attempt to make new friends, we hated it all. Fortunately, one of the earlier churches we visited was Assembly. At first, it felt much like other churches we had visited, but then I went to Sunday school, and something different happened. Now, my memory is still a little fuzzy, but I don't entirely remember who was teaching the class. It was probably either maybe Dana Miller, maybe Michael Miller, I'm not sure. But we spent most of that session wondering about what heaven might be like. Asking questions, wondering out loud, having adults engage with the different ideas that the children had. This was wonderful. I was sold. While I also loved the church I had attended in PA, Sunday school had involved mostly reading and memorizing Bible stories and verses and didn't leave a lot of space for the questions I had. So this experience of having questions held hand in hand with faith was transformational. My brothers also had positive experiences, and pretty soon we wore my parents down and they agreed to start attending Assembly. Although my mom would like to point out she was interested in Assembly too. Fast forward almost 30 years, and after living in Chicago and Seattle, I moved back to Goshen to work at Goshen College and brought my wonderful husband, Alex, with me. After some time spent visiting other churches, turns out I don't hate that experience nearly as much as an adult, we settled at Assembly. Much of what drew me back to Assembly remains the same as what I experienced as a 10-year-old, a place to wonder, ask questions, explore, discuss. Now that draw is not just for me, but also my two children, Hans and Heidi, who have already started to ask big questions. Sometimes those questions involve thunderstorms and volcanoes, and why did Grampy's chicken die, and why can't we eat chocolate all the time? But I'm grateful to be covenanting with Assembly this morning and the chance to continue to wonder together with all of you.
Peter and Kelly, do you have a preference about which one of you goes first? Kelly? Kelly and Bev and Jody are introducing them. Are you both introducing both? Okay.
We in small group Grape celebrate the covenanting of Peter and Kelly Shank Kuntz. They both grew up in Goshen, and you will hear more from them about that and their adventures since.
We have come to know Peter as a fun-loving, welcoming, and caring person who takes initiative. He can maintain an engaging conversation while elegantly moving a baby in soothing patterns in his arms, perhaps rooted a bit from spending time in the Assembly, a little time in the Assembly dance group as a child. He thinks theologically in his ways of seeing the world and also in his work as a psychiatric nurse practitioner. This is rooted, I think, not only from growing up with seminary professors as parents, but also from his own graduate degree in theology that he completed while studying nursing in Boston.
We have come to know Kelly as an intentional, thoughtful, caring, passionate, and insightful person. She grew up with parents who are educators and within a talented and committed extended family. Kelly brings a strong base in the humanities and in her graduate training in nonprofit management to her work at MCC Great Lakes. She exudes a calm strength, relaxed confidence, and unflappable style in small group.
Kelly and Peter are passionate about social justice and using their significant gifts, knowledge, and experiences to serve and help others. They are the loving parents of Elliot and Leland. We are delighted to recommend them for covenanting at Assembly today.
Thank you. Especially thank you because we sent them our statements at 10:30 p.m. last night, so we're grateful they pulled everything together in time. I am excited to be standing here today, ready to formally join you all, this body of faith here at Assembly. As Bev and Jody said, I grew up here in Goshen, and I lived here until graduated from Goshen College in 2008. Since then, I've spent most of my years living in a wide variety of places and communities, from New York to Kabul to Boston to Cleveland, and finally back here to Goshen, where we moved 2 years ago in the middle of a pandemic. I have been blessed throughout my life with faith communities that have, by and large, encouraged questions and created space for growth and curiosity. When I was very young, I attended Olive Mennonite Church, where my dad was a pastor, up until first grade. Then we began attending Berkey Avenue Mennonite Fellowship, which became my main formative church community growing up. Also key to my formative years was my experience attending Bethany from 6th through 12th grade. Perhaps the most significant takeaway from that experience is standing right there. Small groups have also played a really important role in my life. I grew up at Berkey attending a small group similar to those here at Assembly, meeting every single Wednesday evening for supper. My parents still meet every week with the same families that we started up with all those many years ago. In many of the places Peter and I have lived over the last 10 years, we've worked sometimes really hard to create our own small groups and communities of support, which became important spaces where we shared our lives together and supported each other, often over meals. I'm happy to be where we are today. It was far from a foregone conclusion that we would end up here at Assembly after moving back to Goshen, but here we are. I appreciate the way Assembly creates space for challenging questions and discussions. I appreciate the abundance of opportunities for children here and the trust that I have in the theology being taught to our kids. I am sometimes overwhelmed by the size of the congregation, which is larger than any other church I've attended on a regular basis. For an introvert like myself, it can be a challenge to figure out how to develop and deepen relationships at such a large church. I would love to meet all of you, even though there are so many of you. Thank you for welcoming us in. We are excited to be joining you all today.
Good morning. Bev, good timing with that comment about the baby. Got him to sleep, so we'll hope that he stays nice and silent. I've been blessed to have rich and diverse experiences of church throughout my life. I grew up attending Assembly here with my family, and I have many memories of potlucks, good singing, and worship that involved dance and the arts. I wasn't always the most engaged in Sunday school. I think Dana got to see me at my most ornery sometime in my middle school years. I don't know if he's here this morning, but sorry about that, Dana. That was kind of some tough times there for me. Throughout high school, much of my important faith formation occurred in classes and relationships at Bethany. As Kelly mentioned, we met at Bethany. My future father-in-law, Dale, was the Bible teacher there as well. I also remember here at Assembly, baptism classes and later premarital counseling with Mary were also really meaningful for me. Of all the gifts from growing up at Assembly, one of the most significant was the model of church as a place of welcome, where questioning was expected and theology was messy. I had many models of people of faith living out lives engaged both in the local community and also engaged with global issues as well. This allowed me to embrace the church and the vision of Christianity more broadly without some of the baggage that can come from growing up in more exclusive and rigid theological contexts. After high school, I attended Goshen College. Kelly and I got married. And as Kelly mentioned, we spent the next 10 years in a number of places, South Korea, New York City, an MCC term in Afghanistan, grad school in Boston, and 2 years in Cleveland, before moving back here about 2 years ago, where now I'm working at Oaklawn as a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and Kelly's working with MCC as the program director for their Great Lakes office. These itinerant years were formative in many ways and gave us diverse experiences of worshiping in small, progressive urban Mennonite congregations, as well as coming to know and respect Christians from across the globe, many of whom had much more evangelical and conservative worldviews from ourselves. Upon returning to Goshen, we decided not to attend Assembly or Berkey, either of our home congregations, in order to have a new start. However, as we're standing here this morning, clearly our plans did not work out. After visiting a number of churches in the area, we decided to attend Assembly one Sunday, and several weeks later, after a visit became multiple visits, we realized that we had rediscovered our church home. We appreciate that Assembly doesn't shy away from difficult topics, but is often pushing at the edges, working for justice and healing in multiple arenas. As parents, we've been so grateful for the rich array of opportunities for faith formation for children, especially after a conversation during the pandemic when we had been doing Zoom church, when our older son Elliot asked, "Who's Jesus?" We knew it was time to get back to in-person church on Sunday and Sunday school. I look forward to continuing the journey with all of you, wrestling with the tough questions, and seeking to be a Christ follower in a broken world.